Saturday, August 27th, 2022. Welcome, everybody, to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my AEW All Out predictions episode. AEW All Out takes place live this Sunday, September the 4th, from the Now Arena, Hoffman Estates. And I'm doing the predictions episode a little early for you guys because I will be leaving this Wednesday on our road trip to the Chicago area for AEW's All Out. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I'm going to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. You can follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out their Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Also have a YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Definitely subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Because like I said, this Wednesday we'll be making our road trip to Chicago for AEW All Out. And I'll be posting tons of live videos from our journey around Chicago. From the tourist stuff to sightseeing to all the AEW stuff. So definitely keep a lock to all the social media pages this upcoming weekend. So AEW All Out, like I said, takes place live this Sunday, September the 4th, from Now Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. And this card is stacked. We have 9 matches officially announced, and I believe we're going to be getting some additional matches added to the show. So I'll start off with the official card first. We're going to have, this was newly announced, it's the AEW TBS Championship, the AEW TBS Champion. Jade Cargill, who is undefeated in AEW. She is unstoppable. I think she's like 30-0 or 31-0. She's defending her TBS championship against Athena. It's going to be a great match. I'm a huge fan of both these ladies. Athena, formerly known as Amber Moon in WWE, NXT, she was great. Jade Cargill, man, is just unstoppable. She has a look, she has the attitude, she has the moveset. She's truly what a champion looks like. Going to be a great match. Now, I always said I didn't think Jade Cargill would drop that TBS championship until the right woman came along to do that. And looking at the AEW women's roster right now, Thunder Rosa's out due to a back injury. Chris Statlander's out due to injury. I think this is the moment for Jade Cargill to drop that TBS championship. Nothing against Jade Cargill, but All Out is a big pay-per-view. You want to have big moments. I think Athena dethrones Jade Cargill at All Out. New TBS champion. Athena can defend that TBS championship on Rampage. You know, get eyes on the product. And Jade can move on to the AEW Women's Championship because Jade Cargill is made for the AEW Women's Championship. So my prediction, Athena wins the AEW TBS Championship at All Out. We have former best friends, now brutal enemies. It's Ricky Starks versus Powerhouse Hobbs. You know, Ricky Starks is amazing on the mic and in the ring. Powerhouse Hobbs is amazing in the ring. There's no one that really looks like him. He's just looks like a monster. They were great as a tag team, but I think they're even better as single stars. And this is going to be a good match. Now, who wins this match, right? When you look at it on paper, you're like, oh, Powerhouse Hobbs is going to destroy Ricky Starks. I disagree. I believe this is Ricky Starks' moment. Ricky Starks' time. I believe Ricky Starks will defeat Powerhouse Hobbs at All Out, and Ricky Starks will move on in his singles run, because this win over Powerhouse Hobbs will show people Ricky Starks is the guy, and Ricky Starks can move on to that TNT title and just kill it as TNT champion. We have another grudge match. It's Jungle Boy versus Christian Cage. This has been brewing for a long time. This has been getting very personal, very fast. Christian turned on Jungle Boy. I like Christian as a heel better than a face. Jungle Boy, in my opinion, needs this win more than Christian. We all know who Christian Cage is. Okay, he has a list of accolades. Jungle Boy, this is where Jungle Boy becomes Jungle Man and kicks the crap out of Christian Cage at All Out. So my pick to win is Jungle Boy. We have the AEW World Tag Team Championships on the line. It's the AEW World Tag Team Champions, Swerve in All Glory. Keith Lee, Swerve Strickland, the defending their AEW World Tag Team Championships against Anthony Bowens and Max Caster, the Acclaim. I'll say this. I think this is where the Acclaim have their moment. Now, I know a lot of people might not like this matchup because if we're going by the rankings in AEW, FTR is the number one ranked tag team in AEW. But FTR, they will regain these titles. Just not at All Out. This is the Acclaim's moment. The Acclaim are super over. Everyone truly loves the Acclaim. I believe this will be their moment. They're the homegrown AEW tag team taking on the outsiders, you will, Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland. My pick to win and become the new AEW World Tag Team Champions is the Acclaim. We have what could be match of the night. It's the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson versus the Lionheart, Chris Jericho. It seems like Chris Jericho and Bryan Danielson are fighting over Daniel Garcia because, Chris Jericho says Daniel Garcia is the top sports entertainer and Bryan Danielson sees Daniel Garcia for what he really is, and that's one of the top wrestlers. So it's like they're fighting over Daniel Garcia. I think we need to keep Bryan Danielson strong in AEW. Like I said, Chris Jericho, he's like Seth Rollins. He's bulletproof. Chris Jericho losing here takes nothing away from that. And I see Bryan Danielson winning here over Chris Jericho. And at the end of the match, I see Daniel Garcia shaking Bryan Danielson's hand. And I think Daniel Garcia will join the Blackpool Combat Club. I think that would be great. We have a casino ladder match. No participants have been officially announced that I know of yet. But pretty much we all know what the casino ladder match is. You have 15 guys, 20 guys in the ring. Climb the ladder. It's usually... They have a ring, I think, right? Or is it a briefcase? No, I think it's a ring. I can't remember. But you win the ladder match, take down that ring, you are the number one contender for the AEW World Championship. I think it's going to be a fun match. I'm really interested to see who the Joker is, if we're getting returns, debuts. Casino ladder match is always fun. Like I said earlier, Thunder Rosa had to step down as AEW Women's Champion due to a back injury. Thunder Rosa did not vacate the title, did not relinquish the title. Thunder Rosa is still the AEW Women's Champion. But at All Out, we are going to have a four-way match to crown an interim AEW Women's Champion. It's Toni Storm, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, Jamie Hayter, and Hikaru Shida. It's going to be a great four-way match. Now, if the reports and the rumors are true that Toni Storm was going to defeat Thunder Rosa to become the new AEW Women's Championship, I think they should stay that route. Okay? I think this should be Toni Storm's moment. It's Toni time. So my pick to leave Chicago as a new AEW Women's Champion is Toni Storm. We have a six-man tag team match. Former Pinnacle members, Wardlow and FTR, to take it on Jay Lethal in the Motor City Machine Guns. This is going to slap, as the kids say. It's going to be a great match. Wardlow FTR versus Jay Lethal in the Motor City Machine Guns. Take all my money. Wardlow and FTR win this match, in my opinion. I could see Wardlow pinning Jay Lethal in this match. It's going to be a great match. Definitely looking forward to that. We have the tournament finals for the inaugural AEW World Trios Championship. Now, the semifinals will take place this Wednesday on Dynamite from Chicago, and this Friday on Rampage, which I will be attending Rampage live. I can't wait for that. Never been to a live Rampage taping before. So in the finals, it's either going to be the United Kingdom or the Elite versus either the Dark Order or Best Friends. So we're going to have to see who wins the semifinals this coming week on Dynamite Rampage. If I had to pick right now who I would like to see end up in the finals, I would pick the Elite, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks facing the Dark Order, John Silver, Alex Reynolds, and Hangman Adam Page. I think that would be a great, great finals, because there's a story there, right? Hangman Page is torn between the Young Bucks and the Dark Order and Kenny Omega. It all makes sense. So my prediction, the finals for the AEW Trios World Championship at All Out will be the Elite versus the Dark Order. And now that's official card. Now there's some other matches that are rumored to be added to the card, and I will go over those right now. Some matches that are rumored to be added to the All Out card. Let's see here. Okay, I'll pull up the rumored matches that we have. Because like I said, I do see other matches being added to this, which is always good to add more matches. I mean, it's already a stacked show. So I do believe we're going to get Kip Sabian versus Pac for the AEW All-Atlantic Championship. Because Kip Sabian unboxed himself this past Wednesday on Dynamite and attacked Pac. That was great. Huge Kip Sabian fan. I do believe we're going to get a six-man tag team match between House of Black and Darby Allin, Sting, and Miro. I think we'll get that match. I know Eddie Kingston versus Sammy Guevara was originally scheduled for All Out. I don't know if it's still going to take place because of that whole debacle. And it hasn't been announced yet. I don't know if it's going to happen. But according to Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer, the plan for the main event of All Out will be the newly crowned AEW Undisputed Champion Jon Moxley defending against the former AEW Champion CM Punk in Chicago. I hope we get a stipulation added to that match if it is the match. And if we do get Jon Moxley, CM Punk 2 for that AEW Undisputed Championship in Chicago, my pick to win is a hometown guy. He may be turning heel. Is CM Punk. This all will make sense if CM Punk leaves Chicago as AEW World Champion, because you know the story's there, right? Jon Moxley kicked his ass in like 3 minutes in Cleveland, re-injured his foot. So injured CM Punk in kayfabe with a foot injury, taping his foot up, saying, you know what, Jon Moxley, you give me one more shot in Chicago, in my hometown, for my AEW World Championship, and CM Punk defeating Jon Moxley in Chicago to win the AEW World Championship. That's how you do it. So that's my prediction. CM Punk leaves Chicago as AEW Undisputed World Champion. Well, there you go, folks. That has been my AEW All Out Predictions episode. Like I said, I will be attending AEW All Out Weekend. We leave this coming Wednesday for Chicago, and we got a nonstop schedule. Friday, we will be attending AEW Rampage. Saturday, it's AEW Fan Fest. And then Sunday, it's AEW All Out. There is a All Out side pre-party that will be taking place Sunday afternoon outside the Nile Arena, hosted by Danhausen and PWTs. That's going to be great. We're going to attend that. And then we end the night by attending AEW All Out. Well, folks, AEW All Out. Will the Elite, Best Friends, Dark Order, or United Empire leave Chicago as AEW Trios champion? Will Jade Cargill go undefeated over Athena, become the AEW Women's Champion? And if we get the rematch, John Moxley, CM Punk 2, will John Moxley show everyone that his time is now? Or will CM Punk show once again why he is truly the best in the world? And will CM Punk leave Chicago as AEW World Champion? We'll find out live this Sunday. It's AEW All Out. I will see you in Chicago.